You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Federal workers all over Wisconsin are in limbo, caught in the government shutdown. There are about 18,000 federal staffers scattered across the state, and many of them may be furloughed. That includes staff of the Social Security Administration who help people figure out and process benefits, and about 200 workers at the U.S. Forest Service Products Laboratory that's off University here in Madison. And even once lawmakers come to an agreement and federal work resumes, staff's jobs are not guaranteed. President Donald Trump said he was considering laying off, quote, a lot, end quote, of federal workers during the shutdown. And today wraps up the World Dairy Expo. Every year, thousands of people come from all over the world to the Alliant Energy Center. There are show cattle, new tech, cheese competitions, and even yodeling. It's the 58th year of the event. However, it's the first one with the new hotel open. There's only one hotel technically on the campus of the Alliant Energy Center, and it was being renovated for about 6 months. Now it's open as Spark by Hilton. The new interior fits in with the county's goal to make the Alliant Energy Center even more of a destination than it is now. And as part of that goal, the county is looking for a private partner to help pay for more renovations at the Alliant Energy Center, specifically its centerpiece, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The Coliseum holds about 10,000 people, but the county says it needs updates to its artist area and to make it easier for people to navigate. A real estate firm estimates that would cost about $125 million. County Executive Melissa Agard says by asking for a private partner, they'll be able to complete renovations faster. A Wisconsin police department is trying to become the first in the state to join a controversial program where local authorities are deputized as immigration officers. Police in Palmyra in Jefferson County have applied to the 287G program. They get training from ICE and then they're able to arrest people solely for immigration offenses. In return, the local departments get some reimbursement for salaries and benefits. The ACLU of Wisconsin is against this program, saying it harms immigrants and the communities officers are supposed to protect and serve. Recently, the Trump administration has worked hard to recruit local police and sheriff's departments into immigration enforcement. About a dozen of them across Wisconsin have signed agreements with ICE, but this would give Palmyra officers the most immigration authority among all of them. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons are in compliance with federal orders for the first time. Governor Tony Evers and advocates have wanted to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake for years. There have been lawsuits over mistreatment of the children there that have ended up costing the state tens of millions of dollars. Eventually, then-Governor Scott Walker's administration agreed to no longer allow the use of pepper spray and limit the use of restraints and handcuffs. The institutions were put under court monitoring to ensure staff were complying with 50 conditions on how to treat residents, and then that court monitor goes and interviews them. And for the first time, all 50 of those conditions were met, although it'll take multiple successful reports in a row before the court decree can be lifted. The governor praised staff for the new report, calling it a milestone accomplishment and a step forward to hopefully closing these troubled institutions. The last time the monitor visited, back in July, there was a total of 87 children held at Lincoln Hills for boys and Copper Lake for girls. It's Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week. Melissa Kay reports.
The goal of this week is to remind women that understanding personal risk is one of the most powerful tools for prevention and early detection. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon with Aspirus Health. She explains the common risk factors are fairly straightforward.
Being born female and getting older.
She continues explaining many other factors that can contribute to the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's according to the American Cancer Society.
Lifestyle issues such as not moving enough or eating a lot of highly processed foods and not having a good diet, excessive stress. And then the thing that we have come to think a little bit more about, especially this year, is the role of alcohol. So now they believe that 1 in 7 breast cancers may be actually alcohol related.
This week is specifically focused on hereditary cancers that affect women.
About 10% of breast cancers are thought to be hereditary or related to a genetic mutation.
That's Jessica Gaffney. She's a PA and breast health specialist with Aspirus Health. The most well-known genetic mutations are BRCA1 and BRCA2. These can significantly increase risk, but there are others.
There's about 15, maybe 20 genetic mutations that can put an individual at a higher risk of breast cancer specifically.
Past medical history and family history also matter. Gaffney says self-breast exams, as well as discussion with family members and professionals, are tools individuals have for prevention and early detection.
Be aware of your breast tissue, know your breast density, know your risk factors, advocate for yourself.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. They feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? There is a nice variety of films headed to your local screen. What would Halloween season be without a ghost in the theaters? The ghost is Casper and compliments of a re-release from 1995 to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the mediocre film, which drew barely 50% fresh reviews according to Rotten Tomatoes. Dwayne Johnson stars as UFC fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a historical drama that's pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bone Lake is a horror thriller that finds two couples spending a weekend sharing a lakeside home. The film is crushing with critics and currently pulling a 94% on the tomato meter. Good Boy follows canine hero Indy in this rated PG thriller that is also a critic's darling at 91%. It's hard to go wrong with a canine hero. Let's go to the movies. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Tilly Norwood is an AI performer who has her own Instagram account and whose creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Two big talent agencies in LA have already said they will not sign AI performers. Now Screen Actors Guild president Sean Astin, known for his role in The Goonies and Rudy, says human actors have all the leverage because that is who audiences want to see. Astin says he will do everything he can to protect SAG actors. Leonardo DiCaprio is mourning the death of his friend, conservationist Jane Goodall, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 91. Goodall did groundbreaking research involving chimpanzees, transforming people's understanding of animals, and founded the Jane Goodall Institute. DiCaprio served with Goodall on the United Nations Messengers of Peace and called her a true hero for the planet and a dear friend. The two teamed up on the movie Howl, which is currently in production. DiCaprio says his last words to his friend were, "You are my hero." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.